Do you feel like you're constantly fighting an uphill battle against chaos, confusion, and of course, we know it all, the resistance? If you answered yes to any of those questions, well, today's episode is where you may want to take the seatbelt and buckle in because we're really about to unleash a game-changing episode today around the revolution on the way to lead your projects and the PMO. In today's episode, we're going beyond just the basics. We're diving into more of a deep understanding of some proven and practical strategies that work in the world's top PMOs using consistently as they deliver outstanding results and wow their customers and their stakeholders. You mind if I share a quick quote with you? Well, it's not really a quote. It's a blurb that I pulled out of an article. So according to a case study on the PMI website regarding establishing PMOs, there was an article entitled From Crisis to Control, A New Era in Strategic Project Management. And the research indicated that over 75%, wow, 75%, 75% of organizations that set up a PMO shut them down in 3 years. Again, they shut them down in 3 years because it doesn't demonstrate or it doesn't add any value. He also noticed that many PMOs are terminated because of the failure to report the benefits of the PMO to the organization, pointing out the lack of senior management support and clear vision regarding the scope of the PMO are the key factors of an actual failure in PMO. If you're new to the channel, I go by the name of ED for all you smart and intelligent folks out there. Listen, that just simply means, and I have an 8-point framework, and these 8 points, my goal, my mission, my job today is to unpack today's title, which is entitled The PMO Best Practices. As I told you and I stated before, family, what we will be doing here throughout this week is doing PMO stuff type stuff. Well, yesterday we unpacked what is a PMO. Today, it is best practices. And the goal is because, of course, we have a new book coming out, The Magnetic PMO, is really a follow-up. I don't want to say a follow-up, but you think of the Magnetic PMO as really more or less the house to the actual what project managers use and need. Also, I want to give a big shout out to my friend, my buddy, my mentor, coach, Phil. He released a new book, and I'm over here trying to grab it. So, new book, the DICSV model. The D stands for define. The I stands for identify. The G stands for generate. The C stands for choose. And the I stands for implement. And the V stands for verify. The reason why I think this you need to have this in your collection if you're a project manager. You need to have this collection if you're just someone, an executive. You need to have this in your, if you're a new project manager or you're thinking of getting in project management, you need to have this book in your actual studies. Because I know if you're watching me, I know you're a life learner. What is a life learner? Somebody that is willing to continue to get better at their craft. Someone that is willing to invest in themselves and not wait for others to invest in them. So family, pick up this book again, The DICSV by my buddy, my friend, my mentor and coach, Phil. I really think you guys will enjoy it. I'm actually gonna leave a link to it. I'm gonna leave the Kindle version as well as the print version regarding that. Now let's get into some work here. Point number one, establish a career path and development program. People, you know what's so funny is that I started with this, family, because of the fact that the only way a PMO really works extremely well is people. You can bring all the tools you want to. You can bring all the governance you want to. You can bring all the dictatorship and say, if you don't do this, it doesn't mean anything unless we get the people to a certain degree of development that allow them to be able to be self-sustaining, to be self-organized in a way to hopefully support the PMO. So this is why I started off with this. People are so important. And it frustrates me when I read material about PMO when I was doing my research, and all it was just a whole bunch of governance and framework. I'm like, that's great, but this is super important. So let's unpack this. So creating a career path and development program. Wait a minute, let me stop. Let me ask you guys a question. If you join an organization and you're part of the PMO as a project manager or project coordinator, program manager, portfolio manager, you choose one of those, and the PMO director approached you and said, hey, what we normally do, we like to sit down for an hour and we would like to do an exercise with you to understand what are you looking to do with your career path while you're working in this organization. What would you do? Leave that in the comments. So family, the reason why that I recommend that you definitely, I mean, that a PMO establishes a career path and development program for their PMO, people that actually, when I say work in the PMO, I'm talking about your PMO directors, PMO analysts, and then outside of that, meaning project managers, creating a career path or a development path really is going to do a couple, it's going to do so many things, you'll be shocked. First of all, it's going to attract, it's going to motivate, and it's going to retain high-performing project management talent, and it ensures a sustainable pipeline and a succession of project management leadership and expertise for the PMO organization. So a lot of times you'll be in an organization and there's not a lot of that development. What do they normally say? They say, well, we don't have it in the budget. But is it gonna cost you more to bring on a new resource and then train them up versus attracting and retaining the current resources that you currently have? That's another one of those that I want you to think on. But family, I'm big on this, as you can tell, because I'm really spending a lot of time here. I'm spending a lot of time here because if you're in a PMO that doesn't support training, that doesn't support growth as a project manager, you may want to start thinking if it may be a true fit. Now, again, if you're not into development, if you're not into growth in your career, then hey, maybe it may work just extremely well for you. Point number two, foster a data-driven and evidence-based PMO. I'm laughing because sometimes I've been in PMOs where it was an emotional-based PMO versus a data-driven and evidence-based driven. Foster-driven and evidence-driven PMOs is really just creating a culture as well as an approach that leverages data, analytics, and insights to actually improve project management decisions, projects, and the most important thing is the outcome. You have to understand, family, when you have more of a data-driven and an evidence-based PMO, this really truly allows you, it really helps the PMO reduce on bias or guesswork or favoritism and things of this. It's based on facts, it's based on patterns. You know what our motto here is. I mean, hey, listen, documentation over conversation. Why? Conversation is good, but documentation is great or exceptional, or I could keep using all type of adjectives. But the point I'm trying to get you to understand, family, it is very important that you have a data-driven and an evidence-based. This, again, eliminates so many of the emotional attachment that we have to our work. I'm guilty of that too. It's like I could put together this amazing project schedule or amazing project management plan, and if it doesn't make sense, then I need to be able to take the constructive criticism of them attacking the work, not me, to make it fit the current environment that I'm in. Let's move on to Point number three, establish a project management community of practice. Practice? Yes, AI, we're going to talk about practice here. Why is practice important? It's important for the PMO because when you establish a project management community of practice, this truly brings together the project managers. You know, there's been organizations where I've been in, I won't name the names, where they've literally pitted, or I should say put against project manager against project manager. Oh, like this project manager is really killing you. Like for me, I can handle that because, and I enjoy it because I'm very competitive, but that is not the decorum. That is not the way to actually lead a successful PMO. It's important that other project managers share their knowledge, their experiences, their best practice, and this really creates a a sense of community, because when you have project managers and the PMO really lockstep and they really are really watching each other's back, we don't have some of these challenges that you would have on when you're leading on projects, where your budget, where your schedule, where your scope and quality are all messed up. No, because the project managers and the PMO have made a decision, not a choice, to align together, to lock arms and say, we're going to walk through this together. And anybody that is not with us is against us. I love that. Let's move on to point number four. Foster a customer-centric mindset. I know what you're thinking. You probably heard me say it before. If you haven't, you're about to get it now. You know, Burger King has that motto, you can have it. You kind of get where I'm going. Point I'm trying to make is you can have it your way. Having a customer-centric approach, it really cultivates the PMO across the organization by focusing on understanding, anticipating, being proactive versus reactive, and exceeding the needs and expectations of internal as well as external customers. Did you peep what I just said? Did you pick up what I just laid down? What I'm saying here, family, sometimes we forget that our stakeholders are our customers. We forget that the business is our customer. I'm not even talking about the external factor, which are, you know, when we have clients, of course they are our customer. But I'm saying a lot of times we forget about our internal customers because they're not paying us a particular dollar or they're not investing, but they asked of us a particular project and we need to deliver on that particular project. Point number five. Foster a project management culture of transparency and accountability. This is my favorite, and you know what I normally do when one of these are my favorite or one of these things I need you to pay attention to. Message, at this point, I'm going to unpack for you the importance of having a culture in which practices and actually leads and I should say implements a culture of transparency and accountability. When you have transparency, there's no misunderstanding. It is what it is. I said what I said. We did what we did. This is how we're going to move forward. But when you have a lack of that, it's the exact opposite. You have people having silo meetings. You have stakeholders not wanting to come to meetings because they believe their position or they believe their role doesn't require them to be there. There's so much. When you have transparency and then accountability on top of that, it holds people accountable for what they said that they really wanted. How many times have you said that, hey, I would love to have a project manager lead this project and they didn't show up? Okay, you didn't get that one. How about this one? How many times have you had a stakeholder that said, hey, schedule that meeting and I'll be there so we can talk about it and collaborate and figure things out, and then the stakeholder gets there and it's just all chaos, it's disrupted, and then they're sarcastic, and it goes on and on. When we have a opportunity to be transparent and accountable, this is where project management and the PMO strive, because everybody has the same interest. That is ensuring that the business is protected, that is ensuring projects are protected, and that is ensuring that the people that are part of the project and lead a part of the project are exemplifying great characteristics in leading the project. Let's move on to point number six. Implement a project management coaching and mentoring program. Message, listen, family, you guys know, I just held up my mentor and my coach's book, Phil, because it's important to have a coach and a mentor. If you do not have this in your career, if you're thinking about getting into this thing that I love, that I hope you fall in love with, called project management, I'm going to advise you right now, get a coach, get a mentor, get both of those, because what can happen, especially in the PMO, implementing project management coaching and mentoring program, it really provides more a personalized and a confidential support and guidance to project managers as well as the PMO staff. What happens here is it allows for the project manager to be able to develop their skills, overcome challenges, achieve their goals and aspirations, because if you don't create that type of environment where you have someone that is coaching and mentoring you, you're not going to know how to navigate. You may say or do something and then you look up and now you're not getting the volume of projects or you're getting very small projects that you're like, this is not no project. Y'all just created something. You don't want to fall into that category. So again, PMOs, please, I'm asking of you, create some type of support with regards to coaching and mentoring your project managers. And you need to have someone that's in there that's established and respected too, because you can't have someone in there that is, it turns into more of a director, a dictatorship where it's like, do as I say, not as I do type approach. That, I mean, people are going to tune out. It has to be a collaborative approach. It has to be, what is this project manager looking to do? What is this project coordinator looking to do with their career, and guide them? Point number 7, establish a project management excellence and innovation program. Listen, family, where AI is here, it's not going anywhere anytime soon. Having the ability to be innovative by looking into that tool. What are the impacts to us using it in the business? Looking at other innovation type tools. And then the other piece of creating creating project management excellence. Listen, by establishing a project management excellence and innovation program, this recognizes, rewards, and showcases outstanding project management performance, as well as practices, achievements. And you know what this does too, family? It truly encourages and supports project managers and PMO staff to experiment. Wait, let's stop right here. Message. I'm sorry, this is just filled with messages today. When you experiment, family, you test things out to see what's going to work. I've been running ever since, and I got to give this to, his name is Stephen Bartlett. He had an episode talking about experimenting, how much he started experimenting more and more. This is why I'm experimenting now, as you can tell, with doing at the same time as I'm getting ready for my book to launch, to really focus all the attention around PMO. And I'm getting feedback from you. I know what you guys are saying, and I have to be willing to make that adjustment, and I may make an adjustment. It depends on how this episode does today. So again, family, creating an environment that really allows for innovation and improvement. Point number 8, implement a PMO maturity model. What is a maturity model? Listen, by adapting and implementing a PMO maturity model that assesses as well as benchmarks the PMO capabilities, processes, and the performance against industry standards and best practices to provide frameworks for continuous improvement investments. Let me park here real quick. What I've noticed too, and I've been guilty of it, where we would say, well, this is how I've always done it, you know, meaning if you're coming from another organization, well, this is how we done it in our organization, and you guys don't do it that way. You have to be careful with that, because you have to understand of the complexity of the organization. I'm not making any excuses, but I used to be guilty of this too. So I want to share you how I finally came to realize certain things. You have to understand the complexity of the organization. You have to understand the people that's involved and where they're at from a project management standpoint, a PMO standpoint. Because if you don't, and you go in there trying to push things on people, they're going to be resistance. What I've learned over my career is meet people where they are and then bring them up with me. So by establishing a PMO maturity model that helps identify the PMO strengths, weaknesses, gaps, and provides a structured, I'll say that word again, structured and measurable approach to PMO to enhance the skills as well as service and value over time, this will help the organization evolve. My bonus for you today is develop and maintain a PMO roadmap. How many PMOs do you know that have a PMO roadmap? What is a PMO roadmap? A PMO roadmap provides a strategic and tactical, those are two key words. You can have strategies, but if you don't have the tactics, it don't mean anything. Okay, you don't like that. You can learn, you can watch this video, but if you don't apply any of the information I've shared with you, it was a waste of your time. So by having a strategic and tactical plan for the PMO evolution and improvement, it really helps to prioritize and coordinate PMO activities and resources to deliver maximum value and impact the organization. Here's my three closing remarks, family. Point number one, establish a career path and development program. As we said, people are the foundation of a really exceptional PMO. So it's up to you to make sure that these people are trained and is continually getting training. And it's not always having to go pay for training. You could give your experiences that you've experienced over your time. You could sit and go over and read the Magnetic PMO book. I'm sorry for the shameless plug, but I'm not. You could read my mentor's book, the Dig Ziva, something like that. Yeah, you can read that. That book is really good as well. So I'm saying all that to say that it's important for the development. Foster a customer-centric mindset. Again, as we stated before, having a customer-centric mindset, meaning putting your internal and external customers first, is what is going to ensure that you have an exceptional PMO. My last and final one, establish a project management excellence and innovation program. As I said, AI is not going anywhere. So how do you get your PMO ready? How do you get your project management project managers ready if there is going to require an adjustment or some type of adaptability? I hope you enjoyed today's episode, family, because I enjoyed putting it together. Again, be on the lookout for the Magnetic PMO. I will let you know when it actually drops, and maybe we'll do a work study around it or something. Until next time, this has been your boy ED. You know my motto. You know my slogan. I thank y'all for being with me today. Until next time.